This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. military is communicating with the Taliban while ramping up the air evacuation of Americans and Afghan allies from the international airport in Kabul, according to Pentagon officials on Tuesday. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters there have been no hostile interactions from the Taliban to U.S. operations at the airport. He said U.S. forces and the Taliban are communicating multiple times a day. At a news conference in Kabul, a Taliban spokesman vowed to respect women's rights, in his words, within Islamic law, and form what he called an inclusive Islamic government. The Taliban announced Tuesday a general amnesty for all Afghans, including government officials, and urged them to return to work. America's NATO allies are scrambling to evacuate their citizens from Afghanistan amid the U.S. military withdrawal and the collapse of the Afghan government. Many European officials have voiced fears that the Taliban takeover will increase the risk of terrorism and renew an influx of refugees into Europe. Britain and other NATO allies began evacuating their citizens Sunday, the day Kabul fell, along with hundreds of Afghans who worked alongside them. France, Germany, Spain, and Italy are also operating evacuation flights after U.S. troops reasserted control of the airport on Monday following chaotic scenes over the weekend. Several European states are expected soon to outline their emergency asylum programs for interpreters and other Afghan nationals who worked alongside NATO troops and civilians. Over the past two decades, those Afghans are now seen as particularly at risk of Taliban reprisals. You can keep up on all the developments in Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.